topic of this is something at the top on the right hand side.
Okay. I can do this from the pulpit now. Torreway, Northwest London, Chof Hei Shvat, 16th of February. Bianchi Wiesenfeld, that's me. And the subject is Awesome Ashrei. This week's Torreway has been sponsored by Family Morawiecki, Leah Nishmas Moraskava Bas Ramot Chameh Ole HaSholem, whose Yotzeit was yesterday. And by our family, Leonishmas Moros Chava Dvoria Basimchi Yisrael, my Shriga Ole HaSholem. It's 10 years since her, since she was Nifta, and her Yotzeit is today. And my father, Zichron Levrocha, Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Yaakov, whose Yotzeit will be this coming, his 11th Yotzeit will be this coming Shabbos. Okay, so the reason why this subject came up.
I'm pressing the button here.
It's on, it's on. It's not on?
Okay.
So first of all, obviously, I'm grateful to the to Torreway, then to Dudi, that I get the platform to say a few different Torah, Lil Nishmas, my Shvigo Alei HaSholem, and my father's Chorin Levrocha. The subject of the shiur started off because there was we learned to Mishnah Berurah in Dirshu about repeating Ashrei if you forget to be Mechaven, and there was a discussion. There's Machlokes, the Mishnah Berurah paskin something, and Rav Moshe Feinstein says that he thinks the Mishnah Berurah got it wrong, and he actually argues with the Mishnah Berurah, and there's a question of how we understand the Mishnah Berurah, how we understand Rav Moshe Feinstein. That's our halachic inyan, which we discussed at the time, but that was the springboard from which I started looking a little bit. I started looking at that inyan, and I ended up looking at many other things. I discovered there's so much to say about Ashrei. So what we'll do in Yad Hashem is, I want to speak on that inyan, the halachic side as well. So b'li'ed about the shloshim of my mother, Olei HaSholem. It's gone again. By the Shloshim of my mother, Olei HaSholem, will speak the halachic inyan. But today we'll just have an introduction to Ashrei. Maybe in the same way that last time when I spoke on Onor B'Choyach, people said afterwards it was useful to them because they felt more familiar with the Onor B'Choyach when they davened afterwards. So hopefully after you've heard today's shiur, you'll have a little bit more insight into Ashrei, and that will help your tefillah. Certainly while I've been preparing for this shiur, my Ashrei and my Pesach HaSidecho has been a little bit more concentrated. Unfortunately, it also raised some quite fundamental questions, some of which I've answered and some of which I can't answer. So if anybody has any answers, then call it out or send me an email afterwards. First of all, to understand the structure of Ashrei. What we call Ashrei is actually a conglomerate of different things. Kapitel Kuf Mem Hei, chapter 145 of Tehillim, starts off Tehillah LeDavid Arimim Chalakai HaMelech Vavoch Hashim Chalon Avoid. I've asked a few people, by the way. Everybody knows that Ashrei runs in the order of Aleph Beis. Posuk beginning with Aleph, and then the next Posuk Beis, etc. I've asked a few people, I said, so which Posuk in Ashrei corresponds or starts off with the letter Aleph?
Ashrei.
Yeah? Everybody says Ashrei, right? That's the wrong answer. It's the wrong answer because the Kapitel Kuf Mem Hei starts off Tehillah LeDavid, and then it launches into the Aleph Beis Aroimim Cholakai Melech Bechol Yom Avarachecho, and Ashrei Yoshrei Vesecho and Ashrei Ha'am Shekocholoi are not psukim that belong to the chapter of Tehillah LeDavid. The Gemara says Koloim Tehillah LeDavid Bechol Yom. We'll look at that in a minute. Yeah, Chazal said that you have to say Tehillah LeDavid every day. Tehillah LeDavid is chapter Kuf Mem Hei. Yeah, that starts off Tehillah LeDavid Arimim Cholakai HaMelech. So where did these two psukim come from of Ashrei, Ashrei Yishrei Vesecho, and Ashrei Om Shekocholoi? What?
The end of previous
capital. So Ashrei Om Shekocholoi is the end of the previous capital. But that doesn't really answer the question, because then why do I go back to the end of the previous capital? But where does Ashrei Yishrei Vesecho come from? It comes from capital Pei Dalet, yeah, which is like a long way away. It's completely remote. Okay, where does the Kuf Mem Hei finish? Kuf Mem Hei finishes, I ask people, what's the end of Ashrei? Everybody says, well, Nachnu Nevorachio. Yeah? Kufem hei finishes tilas Hashem yidabepi vivorech kabos Hashem kotsher la'olam void. And then Chazal tagged on to the end, v'anachnu nevorechio, which comes from Kapitel Kuf Tesvov. So the question is, Chazal said, say Tehillel David every day. So I should start Tehillel David, and I should finish Vivorech Kabos Hashem God Shel Olam Voed. Why do I tag on two psukim at the beginning and one posuk at the end? So we'll go through it and we'll understand the structure of the Ashrei we would say. All I would say is that the Gemara in Brochus afterwards speaks about Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mipnei Ma'aloi Nema Nun Ba'ashrei, that the nun is missing. But what you see from Rabbi Yochanan, we'll speak about the nun soon, but what you hear from Rabbi Yochanan is that already in the times of Rabbi Yochanan, they called it Ashrei. He says, he asked the question, why is there no nun in Ashrei? He should say, why is there no nun in Tehillel David? Or why is there no nun in Arimicha L'Kai HaMelech? It's all out of place, everything is there, but we say, Malchuscho, Malchuscho L'Olamim, Shaltucho B'chol D'Ovadoi, and then Soymech. So we jump from Mem to Samech, we leave out the nun. So he said, why is there no nun in Ashrei? So you can see that Rabbi Yochanan was already calling it Ashrei, already, you know, what we call Ashrei, they were calling Ashrei Bisman HaGemara already. So in order to make it easier for us, to understand it, make it easier for us to speak about it, we're going to be speaking all the time about Ashrei, yeah, because that's the colloquial way in which we discuss this chapter. But we know now that Ashrei is not actually the beginning of the capital. So why did they add Ashrei Yoshrei Vesecho? So the Mephoshim say, the Rosh says as follows. The Rosh says that the Gemara says that Chasidim Orishoinim Hoyoshoin Sho Achas Lifnei HaTfilah. It's not right to walk into Tfilah and to sort of rush in at, you know, a second before the beginning of davening, or even much later. It's not right because a person's not miyushev. He doesn't have yeshiva das. He's not at peace with himself. He's got other things on his mind. He's out of breath. He's behind on the Tfilah. It doesn't work. So therefore the Gemara says, Chasidim Horeshoinim or Yeshoin Shoa Achas. And that is gepaskent in Halacha. The Shulchan Aruch brings it down, that you should really be Shoya Shoa Achas Lifnei HaTefillah. How long is Shoa Achas? Does it mean an hour? Or does it mean a shorter time? That's a discussion for that Chelik of Shulchan Aruch. But certainly, you should come in, you should be available to sit down a little bit earlier. And not just Shacharis, but the same applies to Mincha, and the same applies to Maariv, in order that a person should have Yishuv Adas, so that when he's davening, he can concentrate, and he's not out of breath, and he's not busy, he hasn't got his mind occupied with the other things he was doing just before. So therefore, Chazal added on, Zokta Rosh, Ashrei Yoishvei Vesecho, which means, happy are those who are Yoishvei Vesecho, who first sit in your house, in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when they are Yoishvei Vesecho, then Oidya HaLeluchoselo, then they can praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, that's where Chazal took the Ashrei Yoishvei Vesecho as an introduction. Zogndi Achroinim, that really then it only really applies to Mincha. Because we say Ashrei twice in Shacharis, but we're already well into the Tefillah by then. So they say, yes, Enochanama. Chazal introduced Ashrei Yoshei Vesecho as the introduction to Mincha, in order that a person should, especially if a person's coming in the middle of the day, it's a working day and he's busy with all sorts of other things, and he has to take time off in order to come davening, in order to daven Mincha. So therefore they said, Ashrei Yoshei Vesecho, first sit down in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house, and then Oidya HaLuchasela, and then you can start your praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can start saying Tehillel David. And once they introduced Ashrei for Mincha, so therefore they introduced Ashrei before Tehillel David for everything else. So that explains why Chazal added the Pasuk of Ashrei Yoshei Vesecho at the beginning before Tehillel David. What about the Pasuk of Ashrei Hom Shekocholoi? Ashrei Hom Shekocholoi is the last Pasuk of Capital 144. Yeah, the one just before. Yeah, but why should we add on the Pasuk from the Capital before? Why should we tag that on to Ashrei? So I actually didn't find anybody who discusses it, but I think it's Poshut. I mean, I think it's possible, you know. You might agree. If you don't like it, then you can discuss it or suggest other answers. Chazal said as follows. Ashrei Yoshei Vesecho, right? Chasidim Rishonim Yoshein Shainachas. Get to shul early in order that you're miyoshev. Okay, let's say I get to shul 5 minutes before Shachris or before Mincha, and I'm going to be miyashev by Das. What am I supposed to be doing in that time? What am I supposed to be learning? Saying Kapitel Tillim, doing Dafayomi, preparing Mishnayos, Korbonos. What am I supposed to... What? Putting my tefillin on. What am I supposed to be doing? Yeah? Chazal said that as a hakdoma to your tefillah, Ashrei Yoshev V'Secho, come into shul early, before Oydal Luchoselo, and what you should be doing is thinking to yourself or concentrating on Ashrei Om Shekocholoi, I'm so lucky that I'm a Yid. Ashrei Om Shehashem Elokov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my God and that I can daven to the Rabbeinu Shalom. In other words, speak, think about, concentrate and think about during that period, learn subjects which include that, which tell you, which sort of remind you, make you feel privileged that you have the opportunity to daven to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So you recognize the Rabbeinu Shalom. Was? But we said that is before davening, because we're doing this Ashrei before Mincha, and we're saying Mishum Lo Plug, we're doing the same in Shachris as well. If that's right, then there's a simple answer to a very simple question. And that is, in the morning we say, Ashrei Numatoiv Chalkeinu, Umanoim Goraleinu, that's the expression that we're saying early in Shachris. Ribbono Shel, we're so lucky that we are Yidden, Umayofa Yerush Haseinu, that we have the Torah. And then we say Ashrei Neshonu Mashkimim, that we're praised, that we're happy, we're privileged, that we have the opportunity to daven to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So that is why Chazal said that early on in Shachris, that you should have the same machshava of Ashrei Om Shekocholai, Ashrei Om Shehashem Lekov. Now, in Shachris, when Chazal were working out the Nusach, why did they say Ashreinu twice? Ashreinu Matoi Chalkeinu Ashreinu Neshonu Mashkimim Ma'arivim. They could have said Ashreinu Matoi Chalkeinu V'onu Ma'arivim Ma'arivim. Why do you repeat Ashrei? The answer is because the pasuk that we're basing it on is this pasuk of Ashrei Hom Shekoch Aloi and Ashrei Hom Shehashem Lekov. So David HaMelech said it twice. David HaMelech said twice Ashrei. So Chazal used Ashreinu twice to express the same thing. So therefore I've got Ashrei Yoshev V'Secho is telling me I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I'm coming in early and I'm settling myself. What am I doing in that time? How am I preparing for the tefillah? I'm preparing for the tefillah with these machshavas of feeling I'm so privileged, Rabbeinu Shalom, that I'm a Yid and that I'm able to daven to you. And that's why we say Ashreinu Atov Chalkeinu and Ashreinu Shonam Ashkim Ma'arivim. Okay, so therefore we've covered the Ashrei Yoshev V'Secho, added onto Tehillel David, and we've covered Ashrei Om Shekoch Aloi. What about V'anachnu Nevorech Ko that we add on to the at the end? Yeah, Tilas Hashem Yidavapi V'vorech Kubosha Shekoch Aloi Lavoit is the end of Kapitel Kuf Memhei. We add in then Pasuk V'anachnu Nevorech Ko Me'ato V'adoinam Halleluko. So why do we do that? Zok the Tur Shulchan Aruch B'Shem Sidur Avamrom says Kedei L'Shul Shulei Halleluko Bosa Halleluko. Because the pasuk of Anachnu Nevorecho Me'ato V'adoinam Halleluko. So the pasuk finishes. Yeah, Ashrei finishes. Vivorcha Bosa Shemkotcher Olavoyt. But the pasuk of Anachnu Nevorecho that we add finishes with the word Halleluko. Halleluko leads me in to the Hallelukos of Pesukim Dezimra. Yeah. Again, now it's the reverse. Now it's the other way around. In that case, I only need it for Shachris. So why do I do it in Mincha? Again, the same thing. Mishum Lo Plug. Yeah. In fact, I only need it in Shachris at the beginning in Pesukim Dezimra. I don't need it by Ashrei Volatzion to lead into the Hallelukos, and I don't need it by Mincha because I don't say any Hallelukos afterwards. But Mishum Lo Plug, it's the reverse now. That what I'm doing for Shachris, I'm doing in Ashrei Volatzion and in Mincha as well. So therefore, they wanted to lead in Halleluko. On that, I had four simple questions. Yeah. Number one is that if David HaMelech wanted to finish off with Halleluko, he could have said Tilas Hashem Yidavapi, Vavarach Kavosah Shukotcher Loilavoyet, Halleluko, and led into the Hallelukos. So are we sort of improving somehow on David HaMelech? Yeah. Secondly, I want to join in the Tilas Hashem Yidavapi, my Kapitel Kuf Mem Hei, with Kapitel Kuf Mem Vov, with Halleluko. So what am I doing? I'm sticking a posuk in between. It's like almost like a barrier. It's the David HaMelech, yeah, David HaMelech, for him it was good enough to finish off Tilas Hashem Yidavapi, Vavorech Kubosah Shemkotcher Loilavoyet, and then the next capital starts Halleluko. I'm sort of doing better, but in a way I'm doing worse, because I'm actually inserting something, yeah, which is different, which comes from another capital, Tehillim. So I don't know, that was another thing. The second thing is, what's wrong with what David HaMelech said? Yeah, me'atov adoylam. Yeah, v'anachnu nevorecho. Oh, there's some who say. Yeah, that's what I wanted to mention was that one of the Mefarshim says that The reason why we add in the pasuk "Vanachdu Nevorach Ko Mi'atov Adolam Haluko" is because of this Chazal that I mentioned earlier that we're going to speak about. That somebody who says Ashrei three times a day, Muftach Loishu Ben Olam Abo. So therefore, we say "Vanachdu Nevorach Ko Mi'ato" from now Edolam Azeh. Therefore, I'm saying it now, and also that's why once Chazal had the Masorah that there is a Muftach Lo Yishuv Ben Olam Habo by saying Ashrei, then they said, so let's add on Anachnu Nevorach Ko Mi'at Tov Ad Olam, because it's Mi'at Tov Ad Olam is mentioning now and Olam Habo, which is Muftach Lo. But the question is that really you could interpret that in Tilas Hashem Yidabe Pi, Vivorach Ko Bos Hashem Kotshoi, Le'olam Voed. So the Le'olam Voed's already there. So do you need to add in, Me'at Tov Ad Olam is better than Le'olam Voed that David HaMelech had. So I think the answer, which answers most of it, but not completely. But I haven't seen the kashas, and I haven't seen the answer. But these are things that I was thinking about when we were preparing it. I think the answer is as follows: David HaMelech wrote Tehillas Hashem Yidavapi, Vivorach Ko Bos Hashem Kotshoi Le'olam Voed. He wrote Tilla LaDavid, or what we call Ashrei, as a standalone capital Tilim. That's Kuf Mem Hei. Then comes Kuf Mem Vav, Halleluko, Hallelinafshi Es Hashem, and all the other Hallelukos. David HaMelech didn't need to attach or to continue or to lead in from capital Kuf Mem Hei into capital Kuf Mem Vav. David HaMelech didn't need that. He wrote each capital Tilim, and each capital Tilim is a capital Tilim Vazich Alayim. It was only after Chazal decided on the Nusach of Psukah Dezimra, and they said that we're going to start with Tehillah LaDavid, and we're going to continue all the way to Kol HaNshamot HaLeluko HaLeluko, which is the end of Sefer Tehillim. Then, now, Ashrei becomes a unit together with all the Halelukos. At that stage, they said, let's lead in from Ashrei into the Halelukos, because now we have one unit. David HaMelech didn't have one unit. David HaMelech maybe, I don't know whether he said Psukah Dezimra in the form that we say it. But once Chazal said that we should say Baruch Sh'oma, and we should say Tehillah LaDavid, and then we should say the Halelukos, and as we will learn B'li Neder, probably in the next year, that's going to be one unit of Psukah Dezimra. Then Chazal said, let's add in Vanach Nevorach Ko, in order to lead in from the Halelukos. Interesting is that there are some people who have a minig. I have heard it by some Hasidim. It seems a very strange minig. There are some people who always say Halleluko, Halleluko. They will say Vanach Nevorach Ko, Mi'ata v'adoylam, Halleluko, Halleluko. And then they'll wait for the Shliach Tzibur, and then they'll carry on, Halil Nafshi Es Hashem. And then they get to the next one, and they finish off, Mishpatli Ba'lidom, Halleluko, Halleluko. And then they wait, and then when the Shliach Tzibur's up to there, and he finishes, then they carry on, Halleluko, Hashem, and Hashmaim, or wherever they're up to. The Likutei Ma'ariach brings down the Minig, and he says that Acherim Koru Tage Ala Minag Hazeh, that there are others who do not approve of this Minig, because it's actually distorting the way that we said it. Okay, just to continue now and to speak a little bit about the idea of the nun being missing, because I think that's also fraught with difficulty. I can see we're not going to get through everything. There is so much to discuss just on this capital Ashrei, but we'll go through and we'll see whatever we can. So, the nun. So, as I said before, the Gemara in Brochus brings a maimer of Rabbi Yochanan, from which we deduced that. That already in the time of Chazal they were calling it Ashrei. Omer Rabbi Yechonon, Mipnei loy naima nun ba Ashrei. Rabbi Yechonon says, why is there no letter nun? So says Rabbi Yechonon, Mipnei sheyesh bo mapaloson shel soni Yisrael. Because nun is an expression of nefila, of falling. And David HaMelech didn't want to mention anything that suggests that Klal Yisrael are in a state, in a downward state. If they're in a bad state, a loshem nefila. Yeah, so it says Shanema Tichsev, as the pasuk says, Nofla loisoysif kum besulas Yisrael, that you've fallen and you will not get up besulas Yisrael, which is a pasuk in Omos, and it's a very negative pasuk. And the Shalos and Shubas of the Rashbo ask the question, and the question is a very it doesn't need my approval, but it's a very strong question, and that is. Why is, if in other words, we've got Malchus HaMalchus Kol Elamim, I've got Soymech Hashem L'chol HaNoflim. I leave out the Nun, why? Because Nun is a Lashon of Nefilah. Well, David HaMelech could have thought of plenty of words which start off with Naranana and Noshiro. There were all sorts of beautiful words, yeah? He could have started off with lots of psukim all over, all beautiful psukim all over Tehillim, which start with the letter Nun, and they don't express Nefilo. They express, what?
Nisim.
Nisim, Noshir, Naranana, Negadelcha, Neshabechecha, Nefoecha. There's no shortage of nice words and nice psukim, which he could have started off. Why does the Gemara imply that if there was a Nun there, if I would start a pasuk with a Nun, then that would be Meramis to Nefilo? Elamai, you have to say, that Erechadama, he would have written a nice posuk which starts with a Nun. But the Nun still, the fact that there's a Nun there, would remind me of Nefilo. Yeah, you're okay with that? I'm not okay with that. Because then, what about the other psukim? I started the posuk, Malchuscho Lelamim, which is a nice posuk. So I'll say, oh, the mem reminds me of Misa, the mem reminds me of Makor, the mem reminds me of Meshiga, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So in other words, if I'm going to mention the letter mem, if the very mention of the letter nun will remind me of Nefilo, then why is mem better? And if I say Poiseach Es Yodecha, which we're going to learn is the Spitz posuk, the one, the favorite posuk, the most important posuk in Ashrei, yeah? So, Pegar, yeah, and Predor. There's so many other words which imply. I don't really have an answer for that. Answers on the postcard, please, because to me it seems that the Rashba asked the Kasha in the Chiddush Rashba. He asked the Kasha, couldn't David HaMelech have thought of any other nice words rather than to be Meramis to Nefilo? And the Gemara says that Alpha Bikain as well, that David HaMelech did mention Nefilo, because the next pasuk says Soimich Hashem Lachol Hanoiflim. Okay, so we're saying, once having fallen, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soimich, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. So therefore that's not so bad. Yeah, but he didn't want to mention the falling. He only wanted to mention that we have fallen and now we're coming up again. Yeah, but that's not, I didn't understand. I think the Rashba in his tshuva is trying to answer the question. I didn't understand what he said. Maybe I have to learn it a few times more. But at the moment, I'm just going to leave you with those questions. Okay, let's continue. And Gimel Poem Vayoyim. The Gemara says, and this is the starting point as to why we have Ashrei in the middle of our Psukei Dezimra, as the highlight of the Psukei Dezimra, because it says, Kol Oimer Tehillah LeDavid, Kol Yoim is Muftach Loish Ubenoilam Abo. You're guaranteed your place in Oilam Abo. And Chazal took this Chazal very, very seriously, Ad Kadei Kach, that they made it compulsory. There's another Chazal, Gemara at the end of Nido, which everybody knows, which is Kol Ashrei Halachas B'chol Yom Muftach Loish Ben Olam Habo, and that sounds like a good piece of advice. You want a good place in Olam Habo. You want to be guaranteed your place in Olam Habo. Learn Shoina Halachas every day. Either learn them or repeat Halachas every day, or learn two Halachas every day. However you understand the word Shoina. But I've got an Eitzah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to you, or Chazal were telling us a secret, that if you want to guarantee your place, yeah, we say everybody has a Chelik Olam Habo, but it's possible Eile or She'ein Lohem Chelik Olam Habo, you can lose your place. You can spoil your place. You can ruin your place. But if you want to be guaranteed, Muftach Lo Shem Olam Habo, say Halacha every day. Learn halacha every single day, and then you're guaranteed. Chazal didn't make that compulsory. There's no halacha, there's no Shulchan Aruch that says that you must do that. Here, somebody who says Ashrei every day, then Muftach Lo Shem Olam Habo. So I would have thought that's Chazal giving you good Eitzah. They're giving you a secret, they're giving you some advice, that if you want to have a guaranteed place in Olam Habo, say Ashrei every day. But in that case, why did they make it compulsory? They actually fixed it in halacha. The halacha says that you have to say it every day. It's in the tefillah. It's in the seidah tefillah. And ad kedei kach, as we'll learn, as we're mentioning today, and we'll learn next time, that if you forget it, you have to go back and say it again. Compulsory.
You said three times.
Oh, we're coming to the three times today in a minute, yeah? But the question is, why is this Muftach Lo Shem Olam Habo so important? But Chazal obviously did. Now the Nusach in ours, which is the Nusach of Rashi, is what you mentioned of Adya, three times a day. If you say Ashrei three times a day, and we do that, then you're Muftach Lo Shem Olam Habo. Some people, the Rosh and the Tur and the Rekeach, have a different gear, so which is Kol Ha'ima Tila L'David B'chol Yoim. They say Tila L'David, and that implies that you only have to say it once a day and not three times a day. Obviously, we take on the gear so three times a day because we do say Ashrei three times a day, twice in Shachris and once in Mincha. That's also a kasha because Rashi says in the Gemara there that where Koloim etil David b'chol yoyim, shlosh polim b'chol yoyim, Rashi says keneged shlosh tefilos. So in that case, why don't we say one Ashrei in Shachris and one Ashrei in Mincha and one in Maariv? We don't say it. We do two in Shachris, and we do one in Mincha and none in Maariv. So the Rashi we can't answer, but the Mashor asks the Kasha there in the Gemara in Brochus, and the Mashor says, so why if Rashi says Sholish Tfilos three times Ashrei Kenega Sholish Tfilos, why don't we do one in each davening? Says the Mashor, Veshemo, he says that they wanted to say Ashrei with each Kedusha. Says there, yeah. He says that in Shachris we have two kedushos. We've got the kedusha of Shachris in Shemoneh Esra, and we've got the kedusha of Olat Zion, Kodesh Kodesh there, and in Mincha, yeah, in Mincha we've got the kedusha of Shemoneh Esra and Chazaras Hashatz. Therefore, wherever we say kedusha, we say an Ashrei. What has the Ashrei got to do with the kedusha? What's the connection that Ashrei should be the hachana to kedusha? I don't know. The Mashor doesn't say. I've learnt the Mashor three or four times through, and I can't see the hint in the Mashor as to why it should be associated. It's also interesting that we say Ashrei Yoshev Vesecho, and then we say Ashrei Om Shkocho Loi Ashrei Om Shashem Lakov. So I've got two Ashreis in one posuk and one Ashrei in the other one. Maybe two Ashreis in Shachris and one in Mincha. You could say, you know, maybe it's nothing to do with it, but. What?
You've also got Kedusha in
Baruch Hu. If you are, if you say the Yisparach Vishtabach down the side.
No.
Oh, I see the Kodesh. The Kodesh Kodesh in Yotzer. You're right. You've got the Kodesh Kodesh in Yotzer as well.
That's we're quoting the Malachim there.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not us doing
the Kedusha. Whatever. But so if we could understand the Mashor as to why it's associated with Kedusha, then we'd understand the Ashrei. There's a there are two very interesting pshatim that I want to mention just on this subject. We're running out of time. Number one is that there are some who say a pshora between the two girsas. There's one that says three times a day, one says once a day. So one of them before Shemaisor says that Chazal said, say it three times a day, and then maybe you'll get away with kavona in at least once a day, you'll have said it properly. So if it's, Chazal said, being practical, yeah, halavai person would be mechavan to say it three times a day with kavona, but at least if we can make him say it three times a day, you might say it once a day. That's a pshara between the two. And then I saw a really interesting chiddush, an interesting pshat in the Sefer Tamei Amenhogim, B'Shem, a sefer called Porat Yosef, and he says as follows. He says that we mentioned earlier, and we're going to learn next time we learn the subject when we're speaking about the halacha, that if you forget Poseach Es Yodecho to be mechaven, then you have to go back afterwards and you have to say Poseach Es Yodecho again. Again, we'll discuss whether just the pasuk or more, etc.
Say it twice. A lot of people say it twice.
Twice when?
Yeah. When they say Poseach Es Yodecho, they repeat it.
They repeat it? I've never heard that.
Nervous.
Yeah, maybe nervous. You know, they're saying, like the people are saying the mountain, tizzikuru, yeah, that they're trying to say it properly, if they remember, if they didn't say it with what's called. So let's just get this chat. This chat says, the Parat Yosef says, Kolo Oime, Tfilal David, Tfilal David, Sholosh Pomim Bechol Yoim, and not four. He says, in other words, if you get away with saying Tilal David and being mechaven Poseach Es Yodecho, and you don't forget to be mechaven so that you say it again, because somebody who forgot to be mechaven would have to say it another time. So he said it four times this day. And if he forgot three times to be mechaven, he says it three times after Ashrei to make up, then he'll have said it six times today. If he says it only three times a day because he was mechaven, then it's muftach lo shuv ben olam habo. Fregen olam b'foshim, how come that you can get a place in olam habo just by saying a posuk three times over? My time is up. We can discuss it later. I'm going to go to the hospital.